Elric Johansson. Elric was coming out of the post office in Victoria Street. I'd never met a polar bear before, or got to know one. But little did I know that very soon Eric and his family were to become my new neighbours and best of mates. On a rainy day in the middle of August, home from work, Molly sat at the kitchen table drinking tea and chattering to a large female polar bear, making the room look tiny. "This is Salka, Brian. Her family have moved next door." It turned out that her husband was my post office bear. Salka, Elric, their three children, Kristin and Marga, and a new cub, Magnus, born on their long journey, had been forced to move from their Arctic homeland because melting ice sheets caused by rising temperature meant that their whole life and living was being destroyed. Elric told me they were refugees, forced to move to find a new home, work, and the fish that they ate. Most people had been kind to him and his family, but then others, who had less time for polar bears and would call them names, getting very cross. He had a new job at a smokehouse down Ryby Street, where he was learning to smoke Grimsby haddock. Salka had found work down dock packing fish fingers. Elric and his family were the first bears to arrive. Others were soon to follow as conditions worsened and the ice melted, driving polar bears further south. Soon bears were opening up shops full of bear goods. Others became taxi drivers, bus drivers and post bears. Elric had been my first bear who taught me bearhood.